Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring Giants players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
Giants third baseman Matt Duffy joins us each homestand.
I think when I'm going best is when I'm just staying short, trying to hit the ball right back up the middle and seeing it well.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. Today from AT&T Park in San Francisco, we'll talk to former Giants shortstop Rich Aurelia, who's an analyst for Comcast Sportsnet Bay Area, and Rockies all-star third baseman Nolan Arenado will join us as well. We'll start with Rich Aurelia. Rich, today's the day where they announced the all-star team, and it's not a shock that Brandon Crawford isn't starting because of the way the voting is and everything, but you know, he's not starting, he's not the reserve, and we watch him play every day. So what's your reaction to the fact that he's not there?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, not there yet. You know, that's a travesty. You know, he could still be one of those five guys that, you know, can get voted in. But I think we as Giants fans and people that watch all the games up here, I mean, we get spoiled watching that guy play every day. And not only, you know, I think a lot's being made of his offense the last 2 years, which, you know, that's probably not even the best part of his game. You know, defense is fun to watch. I think he has fun playing defense, and, you know, I think he has a lot more all-star games ahead of him. So if this doesn't happen for him, good for him. He goes to get 3 or 4 days rest somewhere.
You know, it takes a lot of confidence, I think, to take some of the risks that you have to take to make some of the plays he does. Like the other day when he made that play with a bare hand, you know, it's kind of Omar Vizquel-like. So, you know, do you have to have just the inner confidence and practice a play like that to make it?
I'll be honest with you. I think a guy like him does practice stuff like that because it looks too natural. It looks too easy when it's done. I mean, I know, you know, playing with Omar here for a few years, he would practice that play. I mean, not on a, you know, any kind of given basis, but like every once in a while. So, you know, when you're playing that position, you know who the hitters are, you know what you need to do to make a play, whether it's do or die or you have time. And, you know, but just to me, the true eyeball test for me with Brandon is just everything looks easy. And when everything looks easy to me, I know how hard it was out there. He's doing something right.
Also, pretty good first baseman who also deserves to be on the All-Star team. And who knows if Brandon Belt will be on there. But can you tell us about that? Because you had a great one in JT Snow. And now the Giants, you know, they're lucky another guy over there can really play the position.
Well, you know, and that, you know, we go back, that also helps Brandon. I mean, to have that confidence when you get a ball in the hole or up the middle and you just wheel and throw, you know, if it's close to the bag and it's not too high over his head, that the play is going to be made pretty much 99% of the time. And I had that with JT, and he has that with Brandon over there. And, you know, it's amazing looking at this team. Like you said, you know, he's another guy who's deserving to go to the All-Star game. What they're doing right now with all the injuries they've had and all these other guys stepping up and doing their job, I mean, you know, it definitely is a team effort on what these guys are doing, and they pull for each other. So they both those guys do deserve to be in the All-Star game.
How hard is that as an individual player when other guys go down? I mean, you've had it in your career, and then all of a sudden you're carrying a heavier load. These guys are handling it really well, but I don't know how they do it.
You know what? I think what I always like to say is they drink the Kool-Aid, man. They Boach has them all believing in themselves, and it goes hand in hand. I mean, you know, in the past, a lot of these guys have come up and not really, you know, performed as well as they are right now. But now that they are performing well, it gives Boach extra confidence in them to keep putting them out there. So the way all these young guys are playing in the midst of the middle of the summer, filling in for, you know, all-star caliber players, they've done a tremendous job. And, you know, and I think, I don't know if it's still up there in the clubhouse here, but a few years back they had something, you know, on the way out, 25 men, one common goal, and I think that is instilled in every one of these guys' heads.
How hard is it when the regulars come back for those guys? I mean, if they get sent down to AAA and they've been up here helping, I mean, I would think mentally there's a major adjustment to be made.
There is, but you also, as a player in that situation, you also need to know your role. And, you know, if you're acceptance of your role and you know what the role is, then you do a better job. And I think these guys all know when a Hunter Pence comes back or when a Joe Panik comes back or Matt Duffy. I mean, they know they're not going to play every day, but they've shown enough now where if those guys need a day off or 2 days off, Boch has a confidence in them to put them back out there.
We'll have more with former Giant shortstop Rich Aurelia in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco, where you might see Giants relief pitcher George Contos.
It's a great golf course. It's very convenient for us to get there, and it's a very challenging course. If you're not in your game, you get in the rough. Rough's long there. It's a very beautiful course. They're very gracious and get us out there anytime we're able to get out there for an off day and play some golf. So, with how beautiful the course is and how challenging it can be, it's always a lot of fun getting out there and playing around.
A little reminder, each week during the season, we'll be giving away a free T-shirt from thesportsvirus.com. All you have to do is ask a question for one of our guests, and if your question is chosen, you'll receive a free T-shirt from thesportsvirus.com. To send your questions in, email us thesportsvirus@gmail.com or on Facebook, thesportsvirus.com page, and please like us while you're there. Now back to the conversation with former Giant shortstop Rich Aurelia. Lester Posey's the all-star starting catcher, and I was talking to Matt Duffy about what does he do, you know, besides the numbers that we see, and he was talking about how he tries to help other players on the team. How important is that, and where do you have to stand in your career to be able to feel comfortable doing that?
Well, I mean, Buster's resume, I think, speaks for itself. You know, Rookie of the Year, MVP, Comeback Player of the Year, 3 World Series. I mean, Silver Slugger, whatever. He's got every trophy imaginable. That goes a long way with your team. And to me, you know, I played with Buster for a month, I think, in 09. But being around it now and in spring training with him, he leads by example. And not a lot needs to be said by Buster. But if something's big, he'll say something. But these guys all look to him as a leader of this ball club. And, you know, they have a vocal leader in Hunter Pence, and they have a quiet leader in Buster Posey. And, you know, it seemed to work pretty well for these guys over the last few years.
Hey, Rich, thanks so much for the time, and enjoy watching on Comcast. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
That's former Giant shortstop and current analyst with Comcast Sportsnet Bay Area, Rich Aurelia. Coming up, we're going to hear from all-star third baseman with the Colorado Rockies, Nolan Arenado, right after this.
Hey, how'd you get those cool new shirts for the trade show so fast?
Access!
Who makes all that great clothing for high schools and colleges?
Access!
How do I get my company logo embroidered on some nice polo shirts?
Access!
Access Uniforms is your go-to resource for customized clothing. Just call us to find the right product, email your artwork, and your order will be on its way directly from our factory right here in Burlingame. Call Access Uniforms at 877-755-LOGO. That's 877-755-L-O-G-O.
Rockies all-star third baseman Nolan Arenado has a younger brother, Jonah Arenado, playing at Single-A San Jose for the San Francisco Giants organization. He had a chance to go down and watch him play in the game on the 4th of July down in San Jose. We talked about that and the fact that Nolan is not the starting third baseman on the all-star team, but he is on the National League all-star team. Here's the conversation I had with Rockies third baseman Nolan Arenado. Nolan, I wanted to start by talking about your brother, Jonah, who we were watching in San Jose. And you had a chance to go down to San Jose to watch him in a game. He's really swinging the bat well for the Giants. Are you proud of the way he's playing?
Yeah. Lately, he's playing a lot better. You know, obviously, he's starting to get the hang of it and starting putting it together a little bit, which is good. And he's having quality at-bats. And, that's the first game I've ever seen him play. And it was nice to go down there and have time to go see him play. And he played really well, hit the ball hard.
I know you guys have a lot of conversations about baseball, so what does he glean from you being a big leaguer that he's trying to learn as he makes his way up the Giants farm system?
Yeah, well, I'm still trying to learn too, you know, as the game goes on, but I'm just trying to give the things I've learned from people and the things I've gathered with where I'm at, I'm just trying to help him with that, with it too. You know, I'm helping him with those things, you know, that I've heard in the past, and maybe I'll help him out, but, we bounce things off each other. You know, he's his own player, we're two different players, and, we got to be ourselves, and that's what we're doing. We just talk about what makes us comfortable, and we go from there.
How important is it for you to be that two-way player, not only the guy who's one of the top hitters around, but one of the best defenders at third base with a glove? And how much do you work on being that guy, you know, both, where you're not cheating one or the other?
No, it's extremely important. I take a lot of pride in you know, trying to be, you know, be productive on both sides of the ball. You know, it's not an easy thing to do, but I try my hardest to do it. And, you know, I think, you know, people don't understand, you know, like you see some of the contracts nowadays, and I'm not about money or anything, but, you know, defense plays a big role in a lot of things nowadays. And defense is probably the biggest role when it comes to winning games. So it's defense and pitching that wins championships, as we've seen in the Giants do in the past and teams do. So, you know, I take a lot of pride in that. And, you know, it's something that I want him to learn. You know, obviously when I was low in the minors, you know, I wasn't the greatest fielder. It took me time to get better, and it's going to take him time to get better, but he must work hard at it.
You know, you're not all about one play, but there is one play that I don't think Giants fans are ever going to forget. When you went on that tarp and you made that catch, I mean, it just kind of said everything about you, the hustle, and to be able to make that play and kind of reckless abandon. What do you think led to making that play as far as just the preparation that you have going into a game defensively?
Yeah, you know, I always want the ball. You know, I'm always on my toes. I'm always ready. And that's just how I play, you know. And, you know, that play was a dangerous play. You know, honestly, if it went back over there again, I don't know if I would do that again. It was a little scary and a little dangerous. But, you know, it helped us out. And the Giants were great. The fans were great. You know, they loved it. They gave me a little standing out at the same time, which was pretty cool. And actually, the lady that was who I basically landed on, I always see her still at the games. I always waved her. I always say hi to her because she basically saved my life. So I always appreciate them.
Pretty cool. How do you handle and take on the challenge of being one of the main men in this lineup? I mean, you know, when you first came up, you're kind of getting your feet wet, but, you know, now you're a main guy, especially since Troy Tulowitzki got traded away. You know, you really counted on.
Yeah, you know, I try not to put those pressures on myself. You know, I just try to focus on doing my job the best I can. You know, obviously there's a lot of ups and downs in baseball, and I'm just trying to stay level-headed and just do my job. And, you know, obviously I've had some success, you know, the last couple of years, but I've worked hard to do that, and I'm still working really hard to maintain it.
Before I let you go, you know, obviously a lot of people around baseball are thinking that you should be the starting third baseman for the National League in the All-Star Game. It didn't work out that way with the voting. What's your reaction to it and being part of the All-Star Game?
Well, it's an honor just to be a part of it. Obviously, you know, you would like to start, but at the same time, that's the last thing that's on my mind. I'm just happy I'm going. I know my parents are happy, so that's nice. And, you know, it's a big deal. If you would have, you know, told me I'd be a ball boy at the All-Star Game, I'd be just as happy. So the fact that I'm going is a great honor.
All right, Nolan. Hey, thanks a lot for the time. Good luck.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
That's Rockies third baseman Nolan Arenado. I want to thank him and Rich Aurelia for joining us today from AT&T Park in San Francisco. Join us again on Wednesday. We'll hear from Giants infielder Grant Green, who has been swinging the bat well since he came up from AAA Sacramento. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.